But I'll never forget that baptizing that we had there every year. I always look forward to it. And especially that one. I don't know why, but their children, they accept Christ. I think it's because they, you know, they have more, well, we didn't have Bible school for a long, long time. I guess I was about 13 years old, the first Bible school we had. And see, they just didn't have the Bible learning that the children has today. And so the children, they really have a wonderful advantage over the children that grow up in my day, especially.
Yeah, if they just take advantage of it, that's the problem sometimes.
That's right, if they just take advantage of it.
Well,
but we thought that was a real pleasure.
I bet.
To us.
You were talking about, getting back on another subject, about making, say, a pie of some kind. Did you ever make a pie that was baked in a real deep dish?
Yes.
What'd you call that?
A cobbler.
Cobbler?
Cobbler pie.
You had, say, one of your brothers that really liked to eat and ate a lot, you might say, he sure puts away his, talking about what he was eating. What would you say?
If I thought he was eating too much.
Well, if you were talking about what he was eating, what would you say? He sure puts away his, what was on the table. What would you call it?
Maybe I don't think
well,
said that question.
I was thinking about maybe you're talking about the food that he ate, or did you?
Well, most of the time we didn't take food as vittles.
Vittles?
Mm-hmm. Vittles. And, when we had visitors, my dad always said that. He'd always say, well, make out your dinner.
Make out.
They had ate enough. If he thought they hadn't ate enough, he said, make out your dinner. Or maybe it'd be supper. Mm. Or maybe it'd be breakfast. Okay. But now, if somebody was to ask you, say, or can you say, make out your dinner, what would you think?
I wouldn't know what to think. might be saying what I want for dinner or something.
We said bills more than we said food.
You did?
Uh-huh. We sure did.
And
it took a lot of bills on my ass.
I bet.
Poor grown men.
What would you call the liquid, usually, you know, you put sugar in or something that you'd pour over, say, a pudding? Something like that. Or maybe you'd mix cream and sugar, some nutmeg or something, and pour it over a pie. Did you have a name for something like that?
Well, I can't recall that we did. Unless we poured, you know, we just poured cream.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
And the cakes, you know, like, you know, we call it filling. We would pour over the cake.
Mm-hmm.
Cake filling. Mm-hmm. After we make that filling.
Okay. If somebody was eating something in between meals, what would you say? Say, what would you call eating between meals?
Well, we used to call it snacking.
Snacking?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You're talking about eating. And you want to say, like, tell me what time you eat breakfast, what would you say? You give me, I breakfast at, say, 7 o'clock. You'd say, I eat breakfast at 7 o'clock, wouldn't you?
Well, you just say, I eat.
Okay. And if you were talking about...
Now, most people say, I ate.